Just let's sit straight, take a deep breath. So now the teacher has proven that everything is sun, everything is Surya. So in the next couple of stanzas, the same thought will continue and different names of Aditya or Surya are going to be mentioned. Names of sun will be mentioned. So let's chant seventh mantra. Sa esha Vaishvanarah. विश्वरूपः प्राणो गिरुदयते. वी कैन ब्रेक इट मे बी वी कैन से प्राणः अग्नि उदयते तद्देतद् रुचा अभ्युक्तम् स एष दैट वन. That one is here, sun, with reference to the previous mantra. So that sun is also known by the name of Vaishvanaraha. That is to say that the sun identified with all the existing life is called Vaishvanara. And this Vaishvanara is actually the same as Virat. Vaishvanara is also same as Virat. Now, those of you who don't know what is Virata, I want to spend 2 minutes on it, if it's okay. So, we can divide this Srushti at the individual level as well as at the totality level into three. What is it? So at the individual level, those entities which we can see and interact with, those entities that are objectified, is one. Those objectifiable entities actually constitute our experiences during the waking state. So in waking state, we interact with, whether through the body, senses, karmendriya, gnanendriya, whether, you know, whatever senses, plus through mind and intellect, we interact with these entities that exist during the waking state. We call them objectifiable entities. So these are gross entities. These are entities which has shape, form and names. Now, if we put all our total experience individually as an observer, then I call that Vishwa. Although typically we say Vishwa is the world, it is different. So Vishwa is not the total world. Vishwa is at the individual level, the experiencer is called Vishwa. Then the subtle entities that give this, make this recognition possible of objects, is called Tejas at the individual level. And then the intellect, which is empowering all our observations to come to some conclusion, is called Prajna. When we do this at the totality level, so let's suppose all the gross entities are all summed up together, then we will call it Virat or Vaishvanara. All the mind and intellect or antakaran of all the entities put together is called Hiranyagarbha at the total level. So when I went on saying Hiranyagarbha, Hiranyagarbha, that is what I meant, which is the same as Prajapati, the creator, for this particular concept. And then all the intellectual capacity, which is the efficient cause in us, at the total level is called Ishvara. So Prajna at the individual level, Ishvara at the total level. So this you don't need to remember, but since the topic has come. So therefore Vaishvanara, this will become very clear actually in Mandukya Upanishad. Without this Mandukya Upanishad, we won't be able to even enter into the first mantra. Anyway. Sa eva Vaishvanara. So this Vishvanara is the same as Virat, and so therefore Sa Esha, this sun therefore is nothing other than Vaishvanara. That is to say that nothing other than Virat, because it engulfs and motivates and move the entire creation. So therefore at the total level it is Vaishvanara. Then he says it is also Sa Esha, Sa Esha, Sa Esha, you have to keep on adding. Sa Esha Vishvarupa. Sesha Rusvarupa. What is the difference between Vaishvanara and Vishvarupa? So Vaishvanara is all the living entities. So identify with all the living entities, it is called Vaishvanara. Identified with all the forms that are existing, which are not living. So Achara Jagat, not Chara Jagat, but Achara Jagat. I can be identified, I can be named Vishvarupa. Pranaha Agni Udayate. And that same sun is actually also the fire. I already talked about it just a little while ago. So let's not spend time on it. Tat etat rucha abhyuktam. So the Rishi here says that that prana. How did he jump all the way, all immediately to prana? Because he has already said that prana is sun. We have to remember that. Otherwise we will be confused. Why prana come here? Because he was talking about sun, 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 and now prana suddenly. Because he has said, remember, that prana is the sun and rai is the moon. So therefore he says, all this is prana only. And for that, he said, tat etat rucha abhyuktam. There is actually a mantra. That is actually, rucha stands for Rig Mantra. So there is actually a Rig Mantra. And the next mantra, he is going to quote it. The next mantra comes from Rig Veda. Okay, now there is one more thing I want to tell you. All the mantras that are in Vedas can be classified into Rug or Yajas or Sam. So the mantras that are primary in the Rig Veda are called Ruk Mantra or Rucha. But there are actually Rucha in other Vedas also. So don't say that because Rig Veda mantras are repeated actually in Yajurveda and Samaveda also. So really speaking, this is a technical matter, but really speaking, Rig Veda is called Rig Veda because there are more Rig Mantra are there. Yajurveda is called Yajurveda because more Yajus Mantra are there. Samaveda is called Samaveda because more Sama Mantra is there. Now what is the difference in these three mantra? Simple. Rig Mantras are all metrical in form. All Yaju Mantra are all in prose. And all Sam Mantra are set to music. That is why they say that Samaveda is the birth of musical instruments in our Indian heritage. Okay, so that's all. So because in if you don't know this, you will get a little confused. Yare, ye to Rigveda mantra bola hai, and then this is, you found it in Yajurveda tomorrow. Then you will say, this is, how come he's saying it is? This is Rig mantra in Yajurveda, like that. Remember. Actually, this one, I believe, is in Rigveda. But I just want you to know that so that you don't get confused in the future. Vishwarupam Harinam Jatavedasam. Parayanam Jyotirekam Tapantam. Sahasrarasmihi Satada. Vartamana Pranaha. Prajanam Udayatyesa Suryaha. Vishwarupam Harinam. Vishwarupam again, the same name is repeated again. All the forms that are covered with the sun rays. So everything that is full of rays is Vishwarupam. All the things that are covered with the rays of the sun, everything which have a form, everything that we can perceive because they have form. Then Jatavedasam. Jatavedasam means the sun knows everything. Veda means to know. Jata means whatever is born, whatever that exists. So everything that has happened, the sun is aware of it. So therefore, all knower. So this is the omniscient power of Ishvara, let us say. Or omniscient power of Prajapati here, because we are calling the sun as Prajapati. Parayanam. Para means supreme. Ayanam means resort. Not golf resort and all that. Huh? Ayanam is substratum. So supreme support, supreme abode, supreme resort, final resort. Parayanam. Ultimate resort, we can say, is again Surya. Jyotihi, it is that which is resplendent with light. It is that because of which light is there. Now in the modern times, we can say that as Agni was taken, as fire was taken as representative of the sun, we can say that this light is nothing but representative of the sun. Electric light, the same thing. Then, ekam. It is one without the second. No. This is unscientific. What do you mean unscientific? I know that sun is actually a star. And I can see a lot of stars in the sky. How can you say there is only one sun? Two answers. Okay. For our life, there is only one sun. The nearest sun or star from here is 4.5 light years away. If this sun dies, that sun is not going to help us. So as long as our existence is there, we have only one sun. Okay, if you're not happy with that answer, then you can say that all the stars are alike. So therefore, only one sun. They're all alike. They're the same. So only one sun. Okay. Jyotihi ekam. Tapantam. It is radiating heat. Sahasrarasmihi. It has 1,000 rays. It's very effulgent. Satada vartamanaha pranaha. In 100 different ways. In hundreds of different ways. It is actually supporting the life of various creatures here. Prajanam udayati esha surya. In order to support this praja, in order to support life, udayati esha, one that rises is called surya. So that which supports life is the same as that which created life. Because ultimately Surya is Prajapati. So therefore the creator and the supporter and the destroyer is the same. However, in Purana, for conceptual purpose, three entities are created. Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh. Then if my family is prostrating to Vishnu, your family is prostrating to Shiva, then we will fight. Now you think it's so stupid it is. You will say, I will never say the name of Vishnu. I will say, I will never say the name of Shiva. Fight. Vishnu is greater, you will say Shiva is greater. Hopeless. You read the Upanishad, you will see that they are one in the same. In fact, creation and destruction is the same. Think, if there was no creation, what are you going to destroy? Okay, then other way around, we say, if there was no destruction, how can you go on creating? Both ways it is true. Therefore, life and death are also prana and rayi. They are one in the same. In the same hospital in room number 14, somebody is crying because the father died. And in room number 15, people are enjoying because a new child is born. Think about it. So half the people are going there to cry, half the people are coming out laughing. The cycle goes on. It's continuous. So life and death is nothing but one in the same, really. It is like prana and rayi. So prajanam udayati esa surya, all these pranas that are there, all this praja that is there, it is supported by this prana, sorry. All the praja that is there is supported by prana, which is nothing other than Surya in this example. With this, now the description of space is over. Now we are going to jump into time. So Loka Srishti, first of all Mithun Srishti, Loka Srishti in Sanskrit. Now we are going to Kala Srishti. Okay. Samvatsaro vai prajapati tasyayane dakshinam chotaram cha tadyahvai tadistapurta krutamitya upasate te chandramasameva lokam te chandramasameva lokah abhijayante ta eva punaravartante tasmad ete rishayah prajakama dakshinam pratipadyante esha havai rairya pitruyanah. Okay, so many ideas are given here. In fact, you will find that two parts are also given. Two lokas are also given. Everything is here. Dakshinayan Uttarayan is there. Dakshinayan will take to Pitru Loka. Uttarayan will take to Swarga Loka. That is mentioned. Anyway, we'll see. Or Chandra Loka. Samvatsaro Vai Prajapatihi. This whole Samvatsara means the whole year. This whole year is also nothing other than Prajapati. He makes that statement first because he wants us to think, how is that possible? He has already said that Prajapati is sun and moon. Right? The concept of time And therefore, the concept of 24 hours is a day, one day comes from sun. But the sun is also, we know that the sun is moving in the sky. So it goes on the Uttarayan day, it starts from Karka Vrut to go to Makar Vrut. I don't know what is the English, sorry. So the sun moves, so the median is Vishuvrut, the median, right? Then it goes towards the north, then it goes, passes it, goes towards the south, then there is a stop point, it won't go beyond that. Then it goes to the north. So therefore, when it starts moving to the north from the south, it is called Uttarayan day. So that is the 14th of January, according to our calendar, 14th, Uttarayan. Then when it moves from the north to the south, it is called Dakshinayan. Nobody talks about Dakshinayan. Us dinam patang patang nahi chaga. You know, we don't, why? Dakshinayan is not considered to be holy or auspicious. So Pongal is actually on the Uttarayan, for those who are from, who are celebrating Pongal. Why? Because here he will say that the path of the north is the more nobler path compared to the path of the south. That is why we never celebrate when the sun starts moving to the south. Now when the sun is moving north and south like that, seasons are changing. Correct. Also, if you look at the moon, for 15 days it is waxing and for 15 days it is waning. So if you put 2 15 together, then it becomes a month. So that concept comes from what? Moon. And sun and moon belong to what? Prajapati. Prajapati created the Mithun, Prana and Rai. Then we said Prana is the sun, Rai is the moon. So therefore sun and moon is what? Nothing other than Prajapati. Therefore all these different seasons, all this different color of the moon, and in fact the whole fact that there are 20, we have divided the day into 24 hours and it has a day and a night, that all is nothing but Prajapati only. That is why in our Shastra and in our culture, we celebrate every season. We say every season, at the start of every season, we celebrate. Why? Because we say it is Prajapati. The Creator has come to us here in form of different seasons, various seasons. The Creator has risen as a sun. The Creator is rising as a moon at night. Everything for us is joyous occasion. Because we see only Prajapati, only the Creator, only we see in all those changes. It is different that if you are here, then you don't like the summer. Grishma Rutu, how can that be Prajapati? Shishir, how can that be Prajapati? Too cold, you know, or too hot. Median is good like that. But actually, those are all nothing but the Creator. So Creator himself or herself is projecting itself as different ritu, different seasons. That is the concept here. So therefore he says that Prajapati tasya ayanam dakshinam cha utaram cha. So this Prajapati, this sun, here, it doesn't say sun, it says Prajapati. We have to understand he's talking about the sun. The sun actually goes into the northern and the southern solstice, something like that. The English word is that. But we know the Uttarayan and Dakshinayan because we talk about it all the time. So tat hovei tat ishtapurta krutam iti upasate. Now those people who during all this movement of the sun and the moon are actually krutam, are actually working for what? For ishtam and purtam. Those who are working for ishtam and purtam, I'll tell you what is ishtam. Purtam, if you don't know, I'm sure most of you probably know. And krutam iti upasate. Upasate here, don't take it as upasana because there'll be a wrong meaning. Not as upasana. But here upasate means follow. So those who follow through their actions, and those actions can be divided into ishtam and purtam, something will happen to them. That will come in the next sentence. So let's understand this sentence first. So what is it? So tat ishtapurti. So from that this can be divided, ishta and purta. Now ishtam usually stands for all the rituals that are mentioned in our Shastra as necessary for us to do. Like getting up in the morning prayer, Sandhya Vandana, lighting the lamp, whatever we do. We are not doing according to Shastra, none of us probably at this time, but they are all mentioned what we should do. Those are necessary karmas to be performed. So that is ishtam. On the other hand, purtam is that which is social welfare. So Gurudev actually in his commentary has given a lot of example for social welfare. Building a temple, building a well. Actually it is mentioned. In Shastra it is mentioned. Gurudev is not using just his judgment. He is mentioning, it's mentioned in the Shastra. So therefore all social services means to give anna, for example. To feed people. To create abode for the devatas, it is mentioned. That is what means what? Building temples, digging wells so that everybody will get water. Now we can add and say, you know, putting a power station so that everybody will have electricity. We can add with time. Those are all called purtam. Then ishtam, all the rituals are also mentioned, like Agnihotram, Satyam, Tapas, Vedanam, Anusarati. So therefore we follow the path of Vedic Dharma Marga Parata. If you remember Vivek Chudamani, etc., etc. Atithi Deva Bhava, these are all mentioned as ishtam. So therefore for ishtam and purtam, if you are engaged in satisfying those through the karma, then what? Te chandra masameva lokam abhijayante. Lokaha abhijayante. Those people will follow the path of moon. This is the path of darkness. We have seen this all in Bhagavad Gita. They follow the path of darkness, and for them ta eva punaravartam. They will come back. After that, they will go somewhere and come back. Now you tell me where they must be going. Swargaloka. Because they have done rituals. They have done social welfare also. They are not bad people. So they are not going to go into hell. Swargaloka means heaven. They will go to heaven. But having gone to heaven, once their punya, once their meritorious deeds that are recorded are over, then punaravartante, they will be sent back for another life. Okay, then what? Tasmad ete rushayaha prajakama dakshinam pratipadyante. Therefore, those rishi who desire praja, who desire progeny, who have desires to get something, who have desired to obtain something from this world, dakshinam pratipadyante, they will actually the follow the path of Dakshinayan. Now, one question that may come to your mind is, why are they called Rishi? Rishi means somebody great. Rishi, we are calling those who are giving highest knowledge and all that. Why are they called Rishi? So I heard that Rishi actually, if you do the Sanskrit meaning of it with root and all that, Sanskrit root and all that, Rishi actually means those who know. It doesn't say those who know what. It's those who know. So that means those who know what is Ishtam and what is Purtam, those who have studied Vedas and they know what injunctions are there, what I must do. And then those who also perform social welfare work, they are also called Rishi. They have no knowledge about Brahman though, but they are called Rishi. So tasmad ete rushayah prajakama dakshinam pratipadyante. Because they have some desires left, they will actually go in the southerly direction at the time of their death. This is called Krishnagati. They will actually go to Pitruyan. That word will come. Esha havai raiyah Pitruyanah. This path is called Pitruyana and it is actually called Rai. So what is your conclusion? but what is the next? What will come? Uttarayan will come. And Uttarayan will be called Prana. Simple. Ata Uttarena Tapasa Brahmacharyena Saddaya Vidvayatmanam avishya Adityam abhijayante Etadvai prananam Ayatananetadamruta. I think you have to go to Mars, sorry. Ayatanametadamrutam Abhayametat paraha. Paraya. Parayanam. Abhayetat parayanam. Etad. Tasman punaravartanta. Tasman na punaravartanta. Ityesha nirodhasta seja slokaha. So when he say, by the way, there is a sloka for that, there is a sloka for that. Remember, I had told you yesterday that all the Upanishads that come in the Brahman portion, they actually take their strength from the mantra portion. So the teacher in the Upanishad that belongs to the Brahmana portion will say, well, this is not my idea. It is there in the mantra portion of the Vedas. So the mantra portion of the Vedas are considered to be the authentic authority on everything. Okay. So, atha uttarena. So, in the northerly direction, atha uttarena. Through what? Tapasa brahmacharyena saddaya and vidyaya. So with tapas, with brahmacharya, with shraddha, with faith, all these three words had come yesterday also. So we have already discussed it. And vidyaya, atmanam nishya adityam abhijayante. So with this, vidya, by the way, here doesn't stand for jnana. Vidya here stands for meditation. It is all at the upasana level. We have to understand because that vidya hasn't, upper parabrahma hasn't come yet. We are all still playing at the aparabrahma. So therefore the answer will also be related to aparabrahma only. So therefore through meditation, through faith, through brahmacharya and through tapas, through penance, such a person will actually be going to Aditya. He will actually conquer the Surya. Aditya means Surya. And will go towards, by searching for the Surya, he will attain Surya. Atman Vishya, for searching for. So there is a desire to search for that. So there is desire to go there. Therefore, he will actually get there. Okay? Now, this idea has been given here as in the third line as etat parayanam. Parayanam means highest goal. Then it also says that having gone there in the last line, punaravartanta nisheda, such a person will not come back, and for that there is a sloka. Now you will have a doubt, wait a minute. You had said that karma and upasana cannot give the ultimate fruit. So how is it that the Upanishadic Rishi here is contradicting the authority of the Vedas? And not only that, he has the audacity to say that this is not my idea, it is actually there in the mantra portion. So for that there are two answers. I will give you the answers, then we will do the translation. Answer number one is, relatively speaking, the person does not come back. In the sense that when we have gone, that person will be there for a considerable amount of time. So he's not coming back. So that the time span is so big that we can say that they don't come back. There's no punaravartanta. But more significantly, we can say that when karma and upasana is done together, such a person actually reaches the Brahmaloka, and then the Brahmaji will actually teach. So therefore the expectation is that person will not come back. Because it is assumed that when we go to Brahmaloka, we have all the qualifications, so we are ready. And the teacher like Brahmaji is there, therefore, sooner or later, some will actually be released sooner, and some may take more time. But the idea is, having gone to Brahmaloka, we will actually realize the self. Therefore, we will not be coming back. And then we can say that it is parayanam, it is the supreme resort. Ayatanam means resort or goal. So then it becomes the supreme resort. But then please understand that, and that is not what Grishi will actually want us to do. The Upanishads are not written for supporting karma and upasana. That is to say that karma and upasana is not to be negated, and karma and upasana is not to be ridiculed. Karma and upasana is very much important. If we have not performed the karma and upasana properly, then knowledge is impossible to get. That everybody has accepted. I don't know, it is not. Can you hear me already? It's going and coming. Anyway, it's okay. It's almost over. So, therefore, you have to understand from what context it is being said. So, on a relative scale, when people desire to go to heaven rather than hell, it is blessed. Or on a relative scale, when people say that, no, I cannot become a Jivan Mukta, I want to get Krama Mukti. Krama Mukti means in stages. That all this life has gotten over, now I don't have much, I have really tried to lead a pious life, but I don't think that I am going to really realize or I am not going to understand what the self is, I am not going to visualize what the self is, or I am not going to be revealed into the Brahman. Therefore, I desire to go to Brahmaloka, where Brahmaji will teach me, then it is to be blessed. Okay, fine. So, understand that in our Shastra there is no failure. That is why when Arjuna asked Krishna, what if? Krishna said, there is no, you cannot fail. According to our philosophy, nobody is a failure. Whatever punya we have achieved, we will get the benefit of that, and the next life will start from there. So if there was 100 step that we have to actually climb, and we go up to the 17th step, and then we cannot go any further, then in the next life we'll start from the 18th step. There is no loss. So therefore, following the path of Dharma or following the Vedic Marg is actually a gain-gain only. It is not that in the end, if I don't realize that pura ye to life kuch nahi kiya, no, now what? We said, no, that's not possible. You have done everything to the best of your ability. Now you start from where you left off. So therefore, there is no loss in our Vedic literature or Vedic marga. What is being taught to us is that there is no loss. You always start from where you had left off. So therefore, these two are mentioned, Uttarayana and Dakshinayana are mentioned. We are said that Uttarayana is actually called Shuklagati. Right? And Dakshinayana is called Krishnagati. Through the Uttarayana and Shuklagati, we will actually reach what we may want to call as Aditya Loka. Because we'll reach the sun, which is the same as Brahma Loka. Because remember, the sun is actually considered to be the deity for the intellect. That is why in Gayatri Mantra we say, Buddhi Achhi Karomi. Please shine my Buddhi. So therefore, when we go to, and Brahmaji is the most intelligent because he created. So creator is the most intelligent. So therefore, when we go to Surya Loka, it is the same as Brahma Loka. On the other hand, if you don't follow this path through tapas, brahmacharya and shraddha, then in the end, although we have done all the social welfare as well as all injunctions, we'll only be accumulating merits, we'll go through the path of southerly direction, which will be called the Krishna Gati, and we will actually reach Pitru Loka, which is also the same as Swarga. Because we have to distinguish between Brahmaloka. So when we go to Swarga, we will come back. That is what was mentioned in the last mantra. Okay. Now you say, but this is too complicated. The ye loka, say, no, you take this loka and then you have done this, then who knows what I have done, what I have not done and all that. And then if I go to Brahmaloka, there is no guarantee how many years I'll be there. Like I was telling you yesterday, he may not be a good teacher. He may actually bore you to death. And then you still have to go 5 o'clock in the morning every day. There is no option for you. Musibat. And then if you don't have Shraddha and all that, then you know, then you will only go to heaven only for a few days you will enjoy and then come back. And then how many merits we have, we don't know. Because all the merits are nullified by all the papas. All the punyas are nullified by papa. So 42 punyas I have, but then I have 39 papas and only 3, you know. So I'll be in Swargaloka only for 3 days. Kya is kya? Therefore, rishis say that forget both. Forget about Brahmaloka, forget about Swargaloka, don't think about heaven, don't think about creator. I am telling you, in reality, no creation has taken place. That will come in Mandukya Upanishad. What do you mean? So therefore, the spiritual practice for a Vedantin is self-observation. Atma-vichar. When we do Atma-vichar, we will come to the conclusion, with the help of the Upanishadic statements only, and with the help of the Guru, that really, really speaking, I am something other than who I always thought I am. And when that happens, like I was telling you, there is no in-between path. Huh? It's like Uttarayan, Dakshinayan, nothing will be there. Brahmaloka, Swaraloka, nothing will be there. Pitruloka bhi nahi hai. There is no loka, in fact. Why? Because remember, Hiranyagarbha created loka. I will go beyond Hiranyagarbha. Main toh Hiranyagarbha ka toh baap hoon. I created Hiranyagarbha. What are you talking about? So with that, we will pierce the Hiranyagarbha also, we will pierce the Maya also. When the Maya disappears, there is no concept of Ishvara also. Ishvara is powerless without Maya. This prapancha is all created by Ishvara only with the help of Maya. Maya ko lelo to Ishvara to, nothing he can do. That is to say that Ishvara actually becomes Brahman. So therefore, we will merge with Brahman, figuratively speaking. There is no merging. Why? Because we are Brahman even at this moment. So that is the final siddhanta that Rishi actually wants to communicate. But through these questions only, so in the subtlety, in the deeper meaning is only that. Then why worry about this two paths? You know, ye karo, every day you have to do this. That doesn't mean you, if you're doing some upasana and sadhana, please don't stop. That is not the point. But the point is, if you start counting, paap ho gaya, kya kya? Today in the morning, you know, I had to, supposed to put the lota on my right hand side, and I put it on the left hand side, I poured it with my left hand, paap ho gaya. -2. Somebody is capturing, putting all the points. Oh, you don't know. Maybe by mistake also you do certain things. Minus, minus, minus hote jayega, so then how do you know that your punya is more than papa? And in rituals and everything, when you do the rituals with the idea that I want to gain something, the rituals has to be perfect. And if the ritual is not perfect, not that you will earn merit, you will actually earn papa. That is why in Purana so many stories are there. No, this is true, huh? That Raja, you know, they were all doing this big, big yagna, and then they found one beggar outside who did not eat prasad. They were so worried, arre, ye to mar gaye. So they will try to find this guy and say, no, no, please eat, please eat. You understand? In this modern world, who will find all that? Somebody gets up and goes, and without prasad, then we are worried. Arey, ye to khatam. So we have to worry about all that when we are doing a yagna, yagadi, or any activity for the purpose of personal benefit. But we call this jnana yagna. Gurudev has coined that word, Gita jnana yagna, when the Gita lectures are there. So Upanishad jnana yagna, same thing. So, yagna to hai. This is yagna only. But this yagna is to rekindle my awareness. And for that, there is no power. Because there is no specific procedure. Therefore, that is the path we need to follow, which is not described here. But it is mentioned, these two paths are mentioned so many times that feel arrive. You know, that is why people misinterpret this also. Unfortunately. But in some religion they may say, you know, just accept certain thing and then you will be in heaven. In our Shastra, in our Vedanta, we don't accept that. Because the delusion is created by myself. The knots in my personality are tied by myself. Therefore, I have to open those knots. I have to remove that delusion. I have to remove that ignorance. I have to bring the light into the darkness of my mind. I have to do it. So the emphasis on doing things yourself. And in doing so, the likes and dislikes will disappear. And more Shraddha, more and more faith will happen initially on a deity or a representative entity. So we say niskrusht vastu mein utkrusht bhavana is called upasana. The thing that is nitkrusht, you know, like a little rock or a pebble which we find on the road. And then we bring in, say, ye to Shiv hai, ye to Vishnu. You know, this is Shiva, this is Vishnu. Then we start praying and then we start offering flowers and then we start offering, you know, whatever. And then so we create an utkrusht bhavana. That this is my Lord, then that will ultimately lead to discovery of the self. So therefore, karma and upasana is not to be ridiculed. Karma and upasana are very much necessary. That is why they are here in Upanishad. Think about it. But the ultimate aim and goal has to be kept in mind. The ultimate goal is to discover, rediscover the self by unlearning everything that we think we know. So the process is in unlearning rather than learning. Because we cannot learn what is infinity if we are not infinite already. If I have undergone this illusion that I am snake, and what am I? I am a rope. I am not walking and I am seeing the rope. I am the rope. But somehow I feel, no, I am snake. And the other people have also told me, hey, you are a snake. And one Mahatma comes and says, you are a rope. We will not believe it. Tumko kya pata, you know, you're not even a scientist. So we believe I'm a snake. But then with some grace of the God, if I have to understand that, no, I have been a rope all along, that I misunderstood that I was a snake, then how can that happen? I don't have to convert from snake to rope because I never was a snake. I just have to understand that I was rope all along. Similarly, I don't have to convert to become a Brahman because we can't become Brahman even if we are not already Brahman. Brahman is infinite. How can this finite body, mind, intellect become infinite? So So we just have to remember that I am Brahman. I have to therefore remove the illusion that I am this body, mind, intellect. And the removal of illusion happens by removing the delusion. So misapprehension has to be removed by non-apprehension. The non-apprehension is removed by apprehension. That is to say that ignorance is removed by knowledge. Therefore, the only path to realization is knowledge. And everything else, karma, upasana, etc., etc., are just helpful hands. Okay, that is the maximum address, upadesa in this Upanishad. So tomorrow we will continue.